No. Welcome. Welcome all of you, and with enormous gratitude, welcome to our end of year solstice ceremony. This has become a tradition in this community and so many communities that every year at the time of the December solstice, we have this opportunity to do a reset. We get to look at the year past, recognize our own accomplishments and our disappointments, the way we've grown and deepened. We get to make prayers and intentions for the new year. And especially we do this by, as we join our own personal energies with the energy of the planetary year. And in this moment, we can realize how profoundly connected our own rhythms are with the rhythms of the planet, and certainly with each other. And of course, this year's turning point, the end of the year, is also the turning of the decade, which has been a decade so filled with radical change, political, social, cultural, and planetary. You know, certainly the accelerating effects of climate change have profoundly affected us, but also the culture, the politics, the economics, because right now I would say most of us are very aware of the dramatic polarities of light and dark in the world. And the solstices, this period between the maximum light, which is what is happening in the southern hemisphere, and the maximum dark, which is happening in the northern hemisphere, and the actual turning point when the light which has been growing begins to reveal the seed of darkness, when the darkness that has been growing begins to reveal the seed of light. So this place where the two polarities come together creates a space, it creates a pause where we can sense into the root of things, where we can really open to that which is behind all of our experience. Now, one of the most significant things for me about looking back on the year and the decade past is to realize that even though there's so much chaos and that some of what goes on in the world and in the culture and probably in our own lives feels chaotic and frightening, but there's so many others that are so profoundly hopeful as growing numbers of human beings are waking up to our connections with each other, to the need for radical personal and social change, and to so much creativity. So what we're living through now, and I mean on the seasonal level, as well as on the macro planetary level, on the social level, and personally, invites us to ask the really deep questions, tough questions, like what really matters to me? What am I doing with my life? What's important, not just for me personally, not just for my family, but for this world? And how can I act in service of the highest evolution of humanity? One of my old acquaintances often asks the question, if you knew that your actions are actually contributing to the evolution of humanity, how would you see your life? And I think that's a really good question, because when we ask questions that take us into the depths of life, we start to realize that our bottom line, the place where we can really take refuge, where we can actually feel into our relationship with the wholeness as well as to our own depths, is in that inner space where we touch our own awareness and realize that in our own awareness, we're also touching into the universe. So let's recognize that tonight, at this moment in time, which is not only the moment of the solstice on December 21st, but this whole period between the end of 2019 and the dawn of 2020, we have the opportunity to allow ourselves to open to the light and love that are always beaming down on us. It's always there, but we need to attune to it, to recognize it, and to open ourselves to receive it, which means, and I find this is the gift of the solstice, really, is to release our fears into the womb of the mother, into the pause that lets us recognize the love that surrounds us and accept its presence, her presence, as the light that rises in the midst of darkness and as the sheltering darkness which arises in the midst of light. So there are many people here on this call tonight and many more who are tuning in tomorrow or the next day over the recorded session. And we are here from literally all over the world. There are, of course, people from all over the U.S., many people from South America, from Australia, from Europe, all in different times and places. But we're all in this liminal space, this space which is within which we're really able to feel our way into the still point where polarities meet. The Taoists, who know probably more than any other tradition about the rhythms of nature, the Taoists teach that when the darkness becomes absolute, light begins to arise from within it. And they also say that when the darkness becomes absolute, light begins to arise from that. So this, the eternal cycle of growth and dissolution, of light becoming darkness, of darkness becoming light, is constant. It's the rhythm of life. And yet behind this cycle, as the field from which it all arises, is that infinitely subtle and utterly invincible love that's the source of all of it. So in this junction point, we actually approach a gateway, a portal into the subtle realm. We have the possibility of seeing clearly, of stepping through the illusion of our separation. It's an essential mystical moment for that reason. It's a moment, a succession of moments, a time when the portals into the invisible world become accessible not only on a personal scale, but also on a what we could call a planetary scale. And all we really need to do, and I'm going to ask us all to do that now, is to be willing to let go of distraction, let go of jumping to the next moment, and let ourselves nestle into the experience of not knowing, not assuming, not expecting that comes when we feel into the unique gift of this moment, in which out of our intention for stillness, we can start to receive inspiration. So the gathering tonight is also permeated with the love of many subtle beings, by the Shakti of the teachers and guides who are present for each of us in unique ways. And what we're being offered and what we're being asked to create together and individually is a special platform, a subtle altar, an alchemical vortex in which we can let go of what we know it's time to let go of and to welcome in the gifts of light and intention and awakened energy that is really our possible future. We're going to breathe, we're going to meditate, we're going to practice ceremony, we're going to chant, we're going to create intentions, we're going to use our imagination to both recapitulate and assimilate the past year and to create an imagined future, which, as many of you know, really opens the possibility of a greater creation for ourselves and everyone whom our life touches, which is to say everyone, in this year and decade to come. So find yourself a posture as we begin. Take a deep inhalation and blow the breath out with the intention to blow away, to let go of everything that might distract you in this moment. Blow away plans, worries, thoughts. There'll be time for them later. Just blow them out. And another. and another. Now begin to allow the breath to flow on its own with the thought, of course using your own words, with the understanding, my breath carries the force of the Great Mother, the force of Shakti herself, the divine power who manifests worlds and who lives through my body and mind. Let yourself feel this. And with the flow of breath, we will together hold a powerful enlightened thought, which comes from one of the greatest masters of the non-dual tantric tradition. And as you breathe in, have the thought, I am the divine itself. I am the divine itself. Exhale with the thought, my true nature is pure awareness and love. My true nature is pure awareness and love. Inhale with the thought, there is no room in my being for fear or unworthiness. There is no room in my being for fear or unworthiness. Exhale with the thought, my true home is the inner self, which is the self of all. Inhale, I am the divine. Exhale, my true nature is pure awareness and love. Inhale, there's no room in my being for fear or unworthiness. Exhale, my true home is the inner self, which is the self of all. Now tune into the presence of all of us, this virtual community that's here live on this call and joining us through the MP3. Tune into the presence of this community and also to the presence of the highest forms of subtle energy, the invisible guides and guardians who've been with you through this lifetime, the presence of your inner teacher, the presence of the divine feminine, of the goddess. And you can imagine the goddess as a force of warmth and love on your left side, flowing into your body from the left. And feel the presence of the divine masculine on your right, sensing the presence of the divine masculine as a calm, stable, witnessing ground whose strength holds you in awareness. And feel yourself held by the two aspects of sacred presence, the light of the divine masculine, the light of the divine feminine, each with their own flavor of sacred love. And let yourself recognize that this is a time both of letting go and of opening to receive. So we're going to let go now and in this time that we're spending together of whatever is blocking the light, and open to receive the gifts that the universe is offering and that we ourselves are offering. The keys to this opening and receiving are trust, gratitude, and the willingness to forgive. So, again, allow yourself to take in 3 slow, deep breaths. And feel the natural relaxation that starts to happen with the exhalation. And as you do, See if you can connect yourself to the radical energy of gratitude. Radical gratitude is the offering we make to life. One of the great non-dual masters of medieval Christian mysticism, Meister Eckhart, said that the only prayer we really need is thank you. So let the breath, the inhalation and exhalation, bring your attention into the heart. Feel the heart's energy being touched by the flow of breath. Feel that the breath actually flows into and out of the heart. And that every breath is irradiated with love in the form of divine gratitude. Can you accept that the universe feels grateful for you? Because it's true. The universe doesn't ask nothing of us that it doesn't practice itself. So for this moment, recognize that the universe, the goddess, feels grateful to you for the very uniqueness of your expression as a living being. She's grateful for everything you contribute to life, for every hard decision, for every good thought, for every moment of longing, for every insight, for every kind word, for every moment when you regret a mistake and wish to be better. So let the universe's gratitude for your practice, for your intention, flow into you through the breath. And now, as you inhale gratitude from the universe, exhale gratitude for your life, for your body, for your cognitive power, for your senses. Inhale the power of gratitude from the universe. Gratitude directed to you, to your heart. And exhale, offering gratitude for everyone who has consciously or unconsciously helped maintain your life. For those who grew and harvested your food. Those who built the place you live. For all of those more than we can specifically remember. All of those who make our lives possible. Inhale the feeling of being gifted and exhale gratitude. And in that atmosphere, in that recognition, we're going to begin our ceremony. And together let's ask that our ceremony this evening be of benefit to all beings and to the earth herself. Now imagine that you're seated with a group of your own friends and family around a fire. And in your circle are people you know well, people who may be more peripheral in your life. And some of these, the faces of these people will spring to mind immediately, but you don't need to imagine everyone who's in this circle. Just feel their presence with you. Feel the presence of your entire extended circle, not only the people in your life now, but the people who've been in your life over the years. And feel the presence of all of us. There are over 1,000 people joining us. So it's a big circle. Virtually meeting you through the ether. in the center of your circle is a sacred fire. And as you know, in every ancient culture, the ceremonial fire is seen as a living being, a sacred mediator who carries our offerings and our intentions to the higher world. Fire rises from earth and sends its flames and its smokes up into the sky and the regions beyond. And fire is also the power that can dissolve contraction. Whatever we offer to fire is purified, transmuted, and transformed. And though there are many forms of fire, not least the fire of our own awareness, the fire of our own internal energy, tonight we're imagining a sacred fire in the old tradition as the fire of transformation into which we make offerings. And as you sit, imagining the presence of the sacred fire, which again, you don't have to visualize exactly. It's enough to feel, to accept that it's there. It's enough to realize that the energies that we're creating together actually are creating this sacred fire that carries with it the primordial power that the ancients have invoked in every profound ceremony since the beginning of human history. Notice that in front of you is a golden tray, which is your personal altar. The tray is gleaming, and on the tray is a pile of flowers, a heap of flowers, roses, marigolds, gardenias, exotic tropical flowers, blossoms of apple and pear trees. These are the materials that you will use to make your offerings, to carry the subtle offerings that you'll be making. Seated in front of this fire, aware of the breath, aware of the intention to join your being with the presence within the sacred fire, begin to bring to mind three aspects of the past year, the year 2019 that you would like to celebrate. If you have your journal, write them down. Otherwise, write them on the journal of your consciousness, the page of your consciousness. Bring them to mind. What comes to mind could be a personal accomplishment, a moment of recognizing an old pattern and being willing to let it go. It could be a project, a romance, a completion, a commitment. What have you done? What have you realized? What have you expressed during 2019 that you're proud of and happy about? And each time you remember one of these, let's call them accomplishments, parts of your life to celebrate, pick up a flower, infuse the flower, the offering into the flower, and feel that you place that flower, offer that flower into the fire, asking that this gift that you have touched into be amplified by the power in the flames. And as you offer it, say silently or out loud, Om Swaha. Feel into and imagine the accomplishments, at least three accomplishments or gifts or reasons to celebrate. Place it in the flower. Offer it into the fire with Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Now, imagine something that you are specifically grateful for, your health or breakthrough in your relationship or a beautiful moment that you recall, and create a flower in your hand and infuse it with a feeling of gratitude for this gift in your life. And place that in the fire. Now we're going to bring together a series of offerings. And what I'd like you to do is to take a flower in your hand, take one of these flowers in your hand, and infuse into it something that you regret from the past year. A mistake, a failure, something that you've done or said that was not in the fullest alignment with your highest self. And in this flower, we're just going to take a moment or two and infuse it with regrets, which we will, in a moment or two, offer to the fire. So take this time to hold the flower, which can be a very beautiful one, because regrets and failures are also part of our path and part of our offering. And you can place this regret into the fire, offering it with Om, listening to Om or chanting it as you consider this offering. Om. Thank you. Now bring to mind any obstructions that you experienced in 2019, situations that felt difficult or unresolved or disappointing. And if you don't remember specifics, simply imagine that all obstructions in your life, whether you're aware of their specifics or not, are being infused in this single flower. And as you place the flower into the fire, ask that you be freed of all effects of those obstructions, and that whatever has been unresolved be resolved in the year to come. And now imagine the things you have wished for yourself and your close loved ones for the year. Place these wishes into a flower and then take up another flower and place into that the gifts that you've wished for the world. And feeling that you hold both these flowers, the wishes that you have held for yourself and your immediate circle, and the wishes that you've held for the world. And with Om, place those flowers, offer those flowers into the fire. Silently, continue for a moment to inhale and exhale with Om, allowing yourself to open to the energy, to the grace that flows through this night. Breathe in with the feeling that your inhalation draws in the holy fire that is being kindled by your offerings and by all of our offerings. Exhale and feel that holy fire spreading through your body as blessing. Recognize that in making these offerings, you've opened your life, the year past, to be irradiated by the grace of the goddess's holy presence. This is not something that anyone can make up. It's the deep truth behind this universe. And with every breath, let Om sound silently within your being as you open yourself to the power of the fire and the power of offering whatever you love about your life and whatever you regret, whatever you wish for, whatever you hope, let it be irradiated by the glow of the sacred fire. In the Vedic tradition of India, as in so many ancient traditions, there is this, I consider it the core teaching, that whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we practice, whether successful or unsuccessful, whether a triumph or an apparent mistake, can be offered to the divine. And one of our purposes here on earth is to refine and deepen the practice of offering, which is what creates the connection between our personal self, the physical world, and the subtle worlds. And the more we can see our life, our breath, our actions as offerings, the more deeply we realize this fundamental, crazy, magical truth about ourselves, which is that we are both unique expressions of the One, unique individuals, and also completely at one with our Source. That's why so much of the process of transformation is about letting go of beliefs, conditioned impulse, imprints, emotional habit patterns, and above all, the tendency to identify ourselves with all the qualities and hopes and desires and regrets that seem to define us. And we let go of them by offering them, not by trashing them, not by trying to get rid of them, but by offering them into the fire of transmutation. And in this way, we allow the lessons we've learned and the power we've built to be transmuted into light, which will nourish us and everyone around us in the year to come. So we're going to take two more steps. The first one is the step of asking forgiveness, which is absolutely necessary to complete the step of letting go. Asking and giving forgiveness, again, as most of you know, it's a form of karmic house cleaning that has an enormously, again, I'm going to use the word magically freeing effect. And if there's something specific that you feel needs forgiveness, you can bring that to mind. But what I'm really asking you to do is to do a kind of overarching prayer where you're just asking forgiveness for any ways that you have, let's say, broken the compact of life, which, of course, all of us do unthinkingly. We can't help doing it. And so, you know, in one of the traditional chants that's done, one of the traditional Sanskrit chants that's done in India, and there are many others, goes Kara Charanakritam Va, Kayajam Karmajam Va, for every action, thought, or word that is out of alignment with divine love, I ask forgiveness. For every action, word, or thought that's out of alignment with divine love, I ask forgiveness. And in this moment, as you make this simple prayer, ask yourself, can I forgive myself right now for anything that I've done, thought, or said this year that's out of alignment with divine love? Whether it was intentional or unintentional. So ask yourself, can I do this? And if so, to say it out loud, I forgive myself for anything that I have done, thought, or said that has been out of alignment with divine love. I forgive myself for actions directed towards myself, towards others, towards the planet herself. And we'll take it another step. I ask forgiveness of all those beings, animate and inanimate, to whom I may have caused harm, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Now be present with the breath and take a few minutes to consider what you'd like to create for your life, for your life, for the world, and for those you love. And I'm going to offer you a series of questions. You might begin by asking yourself, what are my deepest longings now? What are my deepest desires? And what might be possible for me that I haven't fully articulated? Do you long for more love? For fulfillment or success in your work? For new work, different work, for better health, or for some aspect of greater physical security, for more human connection. Just open yourself to whatever longings, whether articulate or pre-articulate, that you can feel now. And what do you long for your family or friends? What goodness do you wish to be born in their life? Perhaps people are coming to mind and you're remembering prayers that you would like to make for them to overcome a difficulty or for them to receive a gift that you sense would make their lives better or sweeter. Or perhaps what you're considering is a kind of blanket prayer for grace for everyone that you come in contact with. And consider what you would like to be able to offer to the world. How do you want to create goodness for the collective? Might be in some very small way. And it might be simply as a matter of intention, as the offering of a blessing. In a moment, we're going to move through these categories of longing and turn them into intentions and offer those intentions into the fire. And this moment, which we're performing together during the solstice, might be the beginning of a long contemplation that you'll take with you into the new year. As you curate the intentions, the wishes that you have for yourself and the people close to you and for the world. Because as I think most of us have realized, when we set intentions for the future, when we create wishes for the future, there's a big mystery to it. Because on the one hand, there actually is no future. This moment is the only reality. And at the same time, paradoxically, this moment is a place of enormous power. So when we tune into this moment, in this moment, to our deepest intentions, unequivocally, we can create a blueprint for what's to come. And, you know, as one contemporary visionary likes to say, our longings in this moment are our memory of the future. I'm going to ask you a series of questions and give you the instruction to make the offering. And then as we begin to make each individual offering, we'll chant Om. And then we'll have an opportunity to make another. As we sit together right now, remember that you're seated in front of the holy fire, surrounded by your circle of invisible friends and teachers and guides, and of all of us. Sense the presence of the goddess embracing you from the air and from the fire. And ask yourself, what is my primary longing right now? The one that comes to mind. And pick up a flower and place this longing into the flower and just take a moment to feel it. We're not going to offer them just yet. We're going to place our intentions into the flower. Imagine another longing. And holding this flower, infuse it with this one. And we're talking now about personal longings, longings for yourself. And perhaps there's another, which once again you can articulate in your mind and then infuse into the flower. And now holding the flower in your hands, turn those longings into intentions. I intend for this to be a reality. I intend for this to be a reality. I intend for this to be a reality in the year 2020. And as we listen to and chant Om, place the flower in the fire. Now, take another flower, and holding that in your hand, begin to ask yourself, what do I wish for the world in the year 2020? And begin to bring to mind these wishes. And there may be several, there probably are, some very local and specific and some quite large and planetary. And see if you can make these longings, see if you can recognize that in having this longing, you're longing for something that is possible, because if it wasn't possible, you wouldn't long for it. So begin to place these desires for humanity, for the planet, for the world, into the flower. And now consider these longings and consider which ones you can turn into intentions. Adding the power of intention into the power of unselfish desire. This is a profound recognition that you have the power to turn intention into reality if you can make it strong enough. So which of these longings do you feel can be powerfully turned into an intention that can actually become real? Give yourself the recognition of the innate power of intention that you are connected to. Not in a magical thinking way, but because of your deep commitment to the goodness that you envision for the culture, for the world, for the planet. Place that intention into the flower. And offer the flower into the fire as we chant. Oh. You're surrounded by the deep radiance of the goddess. You're held and observed and known and strengthened by the sacred light of the divine masculine, the divine ground of consciousness out of which all arises. Allow yourself to feel the holy fire flowing into your heart as the power of grace. And allow yourself to feel that with every breath, the power of grace flows into you from all corners of the universe, flows from above and below into every cell of your body, allowing you to know the utter sacredness of your body and mind, the utter kindness of this universe, which intends for us the deepest form of delight, of learning and of growth within and despite the confusion, the chaos behind it and within it, is that profound love of which you are an expression, of which all of us are embodiments. You and I and each of us are both expressions of the Supreme Self and fully held in the hands of the Supreme Self. And in this pause between the years, let's allow ourselves to inhale that truth and exhale it back into the world. I'm so grateful for being able to practice with all of you. And as we close our eyes, which I invite you to do, and feel the presence that is around us, understand that what we have considered and offered and contemplated here is going to be amplified and deepened in the last days of 2019, so that as you go into the next year, you'll go having let go of the past and allowed the holy fire, which is your own consciousness and love, to create what is to come in this extraordinary journey that we're on together, every one of us. And know that every one of us here has received and is receiving the grace of the universe, taking us into the year to come with the full power of the love that is the cause and the substance of all that is. Thank you so much. May the blessings of the solstice reach into every corner of our hearts. And as we conclude, you might want to take a few moments to sit in the radiance of the goddess chant, which will come on in a few moments, the chant with which we began and which will take us into the evening for some of us, the day for others. Namaste. Happy solstice. Happy end of 2019. Happy beginning of 2020. So much love to all of you. No.